Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, all right. Good, it's ready to go. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three prakim of Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, Ubirchas Koyhanim, prakim Beis Gimel Dalet, starting with Perek Shedi, with the second chapter that speaks all about rabbinic prayer, meaning the specific nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei, which is really not 18, but it became 19, about the tefillahs that we make on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the additions, everything connected to the Nusach HaTefillah will be in this second chapter. We're going to have here 19 halachas, starting with Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, Bimei Rabban Gamliel, during the days of Rabban Gamliel, a big machloikis, whether this is referring to Hillel Hazaken's grandson, which lived during the times of the Bayi Sheni, or is this his grandson, which is who we call normally Rabban Gamliel of Yavne, whichever one it is, says the Rambam, Rabu Haminim B'Yisrael. The numbers of heretics amongst the Jewish people tragically increased. V'hoyu mitzedim li'Yisrael u'masisin oisin, they would oppress us, they would entice us, Lashuv ma'achri Hashem. So either we are referring to the Tzedukim or to what they turned into, to the early Christians. It's one of these two. And the Kivin, Shera'u Shuzu Gedoyle Mikol Tzarcha Ben Yadam, that the greatest need we have is, as the Rambam began with, Yisoyd HaYisoyd Zva Amud Achach. So in other words, people have to have Slicha, and people need to have Geula, and people have to have Refua, and people have to have a Parnasa. But if the mind is not correct, if the ideas are wrong, if one rejects the emes of Hashem and of Achdus Hashem, that leads to all the other tzaddis. So this became the biggest issue. Amad hu ubeis dinai vehiskin bracha acha shetia bo she'elo melifnei Hashem la'abid hamin. In other words, it's a request of Hashem to annihilate all of these heretics. And v'kava oisa batfilom kidei shetia arucha b'fi ha'koyel, for it to be arranged in the mounts of all, as we learned yesterday. That's the advantage of having the nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei. And nimtzu, now it comes out that kol ha'bracha shebatfilom sha esei brachas. There's a big topic when we learned the Gemara, we spoke about it, whether he actually formulated the Olam Al Shinim, or maybe when the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, when they wrote the Shemoneh Esrei, or really even prior, there was an option of adding the Olam Al Shinim. And what Rabban Gamliel decided is that it should be inserted in there permanently. But now we have really 19 brachas, says Rambam Halacha Beis. Chol tefilo shebechol yom. So let's go. On a regular day, you can come closer, Aaron. You have a table here in the middle. Mispalul adam shayse brachas elu ala seder. The seder that we mentioned. When should we read every day all 19 when one's concentration is not disturbed? And when one is able to read fluently. These are two separate things. You have to have kavana. Some people have good kavana. For some reason, there's something called being tongue-tied. It's a gatenisht. So when things are going, read all 19. However, avalam hayu torah didachuk. Person is distracted, a person is bothered. A person is not distracted. But for some reason, now guys, what we're learning now is not tefillah katzara. That's something we're going to learn about later. This is called havinenu. This is a proper tefillah. However, what should one do? All the three first are exactly the way they are. Ubracha achas mein kol emtzois, and then there's going to be one bracha that has in its content mamish the same of all of the middle now 13. The shalosh achronos, and the proper elongated version of the three blessings that we call the blessings of Thanksgiving, and the yotza yedei chayvasi, and one fulfills one's obligation. Says the Rambam, the zoi abracha shetiknu mein kol emtzois. Okay, this is the nusach of this middle bracha. All right, which we call Havineinu. So it begins with the words Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Lodas Esderochecha. Umoilus Lemaveinu Liyirasecha. Chevre, we don't have time because we're going through this quickly, but if you'll mamish see how it's covering not only every topic, but on the order, on the seder of the middle brachas. L'sloyach heyeilanu kama. Liyoyz go'ulim. En rachakeinu mimachoyv. Vidashneinu vishachneinu bin ois atzecha. Unafutse me arbeite kabitz. Vahatoim bedatcha yishofetu. Vahal harishoyim tonif yodecha. Al rishoyim tonif yodecha, that's in the place of Olam Alshinim. Vismachu tzadikim. Vibinyin irecho betikun hecholecha. Ubatzmichus kerem ladovet abdecha. Ubarichas neyla ben yishamishichecha. Then we say, terem nikra atosanem. Kadav shenemer vohoyo terem nikra vani ena. Oy dehim edabrim vani eshma. Ki atuhu oyne b'chol eis, p'hoide u'matzil mikol tzuka, baruch ato Hashem, shoymeya tefilom. Says Rama Malacha Dalet, amet varam amurim, that you could be yoytze with this havineinu. That's only the yemaisach hama. Only during the summer months. Avol yemaisach shamim, eino misfalol havineinu farvos nish, b'pnei shu tzorech loymar she'elo b'birchas ha'shanim. There's zechira, mentioning, right, which is in the second bracha atagiber, and then you have the request in the blessing of Barech Aleinu, where we say the same tal umata levracha. The Rambam is going to say in a second, why can't you insert it in there? One second, since that has to be said, that creates a problem. Similarly, even during Yemay Sachama, Matzoy Shabbosis, and Matzoy Yomim Tovim, you may not add as an option the Havineinu, Epnei Shetzarach Leimer Havdala B'Chaynen Hadaas. So here's the issue, guys. Havineinu, unlike the Shemoneh Esrei that we are all very familiar with, people are not that familiar with it. They didn't have a siddur then. So if there would be taka only one standard Havineinu text, plan B, Mela. But if plan B, which taka would need to have other little tweaks, people would get completely confused. That is what I think. People would forget. You start adding something, you start subtracting something. Not adding, it's either adding She'ela or adding Havdalah, people are going to make a mistake, and therefore they said better not. Halacha 5. Ube Shabbosis, ube Yomim Tovim, going back to the standard Shmoina Esrei, even though many people call it Shmoina Esrei, just like during the week, it's not 18. Shabbos is also, it's not 18. Shabbos, it's much less. Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mispalol Sheva Brachis, Bechol Tvila V'Tvila. And as we learned yesterday, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have four Tvilois because we add Musaf. Me'ar B'Tvilas Sholois Ayyon. The first three and the last three are the same. Brachim tzoyis is me'ein oisa hayoim. It's appropriate to that particular day. In other words, in the place of making requests, which is what we do during the week, all of those middle 12, 13 are removed and we place this middle one. Now, the Shabbos is chois min mebrachim tzoyis, just by saying the Kaddish HaShabbos. On Yom Tov, we close, we seal that middle bracha by saying the Kaddish Yisrael v'Asmanim. And if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, so we seal that bracha by mentioning both. And which one comes first? Shabbos, tadir, v'she'enoi tadir, frequent, less frequent. The frequent takes precedence. The Kaddish HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Asman. Let's move on. On Rosh Hashanah, we seal the bracha, melech al kol ha'aretz, v'kaddish Yisrael v'yom ha'zikaron. If it's Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, again, we're gonna mention Shabbos first. By Tchoisim Melech HaKol Oretz, Mikadosh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, and Halacha Vav, Hamed Varam Amurim, that we just threw in Rosh Hashanah, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, meaning the only difference is the Chasima, but the rest is seven. No. And Rosh Hashanah, from the four Tfilois, only three of them are made out of seven brachas, which is Tfilos Arav, Shachar, Semincha, Abel Tfilos HaMusafim, Rosh Hashanah, this unique number. We daven a Amida prayer that is comprised of nine blessings. First three and the last three are similar to every day, even though we'll see in a moment that really it's an elongated, the third of the three becomes a long bracha. We'll get to that soon. But at least the conclusion, aside of the Hamelach HaKadosh, he's going to speak about that also. But the first three, the last three, and then you have three middle ones. Rishonim in Amtsois in Yano Malchios. Shnia, right, Zichroinois. Shlishish, Shoifres, and Vachois and Vachol Achas, Mehen, Me'en Yano, as we have in our Machzim. Halacha 7. Yeah, I keep putting Mispalol Bechol Tefillah. Now we mentioned that we add the tefillah of Ne'ilah, so we have five tefillahs. All five are only comprised of seven brachas. The first three, the last three, and the middle one is Me'ein Hayoin. V'choysen v'cholachas mihem. What's the nusach of the chasima? Melech al kol ha'aretz mekadosh Yisrael v'yom ha'kippur. V'im chol liyos b'shabbos. So again, Shabbos will be mentioned first. Choysen v'chol tefillah mihem. Melech al kol ha'aretz mekadosh ha'shabbos v'Yisrael v'yom ha'zikar. Halacha ein. V'yom ha'kippur. That all of the five tefillahs are comprised of seven blessings, which is something that we didn't yet experience. It's coming back with Mashiach. And only on Yom Kippur of this 50th year, the Musaf of Yom Kippur is exactly the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. We learned this in the Gemara. Mispalol tefillahs ha-musaf on teisha brachas. Mamesh k'mo shispalol ha-musaf Rosh Hashanah. There's no difference. The only difference will be the chasima, right? The Rambam uses the words that yovel is noig only bisman shekol yoishvel alel. We're going to learn about this. There's the ingin of roiv yoishvel alel, kol yoishvel alel. Bottom line is that like the Rambam writes at the end, when Mashiach is coming, and Mashiach is coming now, we're going to come back to the counting of Yovel. Halacha 9. Whenever you start to an essay, all of them share the common opening. Hashem, right? Adnai, Sefasai Tiftach, Ufiyagid, Tehilosecha. And this is actually considered part of the Shemoneh essay. That's important because it's that important to be Soymech, Geula Latfila, as we will learn. This is not a hefsek, this is part of the Shemoneh essay. And Ushulchaisam Besoifa Tvila, which is after this Hamabarachas Ami Yisrael Bashalim, Shemoneh Esrei is not over yet. You have to also conclude it, you have to close it. And what do we say? That Yihiyu Leratzin Imre Fi Vegoimer. Then Soyed La Achoyra, we take the steps backwards. Halacha Yud. Let's keep on going. Now, this whole Pedek is Pashit, the Nusach of all of the Shemoneh Esrei Brachas, which is all of rabbinic formulation. The normal chayse brachas k'shara yomim. And however, we insert in the regular Shemoneh Esrei which one of the 19 in the tefillah in the bracha called avoida, which begins with the words that it say elokeinu v'elokei aviseinu yalav yavim. On Musaf, for Musaf, chol amoyed mispalol tefillah samusaf k'moish mispalol b'yomtev. But Rosh Chodeshim, Mispalol Sheva Brachis, the first three, the last three, and the middle one speaks about the carbon that is brought on Rosh Chodesh. And how do we conclude the middle bracha Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim? Halacha Yud Alef, if Shabbos falls out on Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Just to point out, he doesn't say when Chol HaMoed falls on Shabbos and when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. Shabbos falls on Chol HaMoed. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Mispalol Arvis V'Shachrus U'Mincha Shav Abrachas Shav Shabbosos, and we say Yalav Yovel Ba'Avoida, and on Musaf, here we go, Maschul Ba'Brachem Sois Me'inyin Shabbos. Well, how do we begin, guys? Ata Yitzarta, right? And we conclude Be'inyin HaShabbos, and Va'Oimer Kedushas Hayoim Be'en Zabrach. V'Choysen Bo, if it's Rosh Chodesh, Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Choysen Bo, K'mishu Choysen Be'yom Tav Shchaliyois. B'Shabbos, says the Rambam. Halacha Yud Beis. The Yom Tov Shechaliyos Be'echad B'Shabbos. What's the issue if it's on Sunday? Guys, the issue is we not only make Havdalah Al Hakoyis, but we say Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei. So where do we say the Havdalah? Mispalo Baruchah Revi'is Balayla. How does the Baruchah Revi'is begin on Yom Tov? Atah Bechartan. And we begin with Atah Bechartan. But normally we go Atah Bechartan to Vatiten Lanu. In between the Atah Bechartan and Vatiten Lanu, we say what we call Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei. It's not the normal Atah Chayin Antanu, What do we say? By Toydi Einu, Mishpatei Tzidkecha. But Lamdeinu Las is Chukere Tzinecha. But Ito Lano Shem Lakeni Kedusha Shabbos. Achvoit Moyen V'chagi Kasaregol. Then Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Shem Tzim Hivdalta. Vesyim Hashvim is Sheshim Yomai Zig Dashto. That's it. Hivdalta, in the parentheses, we take a have the Nusach of the Rebbe Hivdalta, V'kedashta Sam Chisau Kedusha Secha. And then we are Mamshich, this Fatita Lano Hashem Lakeinu is ready the normal Nusach that we do regardless. Etc. Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov of every single year. So we're davening now a normal 19 blessing Amida, right? But we add Atoch in the Atoch Chaynein. We add what we call Atoch in Antanu, and the verbal Havdalah is independent of us also making Havdalah, holding a cup of wine after we finish Maida. Halacha 13. B'chanukah b'Purim, where do we make an insertion? Moisifin, not by the tzei, but dafkin moedim the al hanisim. Shabbos that falls out on Chanukah, so we mention al hanisim on the musaf, just like al hanisim is mentioned in all the other tefillas. Halacha 14. What about fast days? Afilu yachid sheisana, no additional bracha is made in private, but we insert in the bracha of shemeya tefillah. We add over there the prayer known as Anenu. However, that's only the Yachid. The Yachid doesn't add another bracha. He just adds it in the Shemayat Tefillah. But a Shliach Tzibur, Oymer HaBracha B'Fnei Atzma, and where is the standalone bracha added between Goyal and Reifein? And V'Choysim Baal, Ho'oyne Be'etzara, maybe U'Moshiach, the Nimsum Espalo, 20 brachas. Because you added the first one of today, Rabban Gamliel, the Avela Malshinim, and you add the standalone Anenu. The Tisha B'Av, we add, not a whole bracha, but we make that insertion, right? We call that Nachem, but it's in the bracha of Boina Yerushalayim. Rachem Hashem Alakeinu, Al Yisrael Amecha, Yerushalayim Arecha, and we go on, the Al Hu'iro Aveilo, right? Again, but it's not a completely separate bracha. Halacha 15.
We do a different chasima.
We don't do a different chasima. We do Boina Yerushalayim. I'm Lubavitch. Okay, fine. Listen, there's a lot of nuance over here, but let's keep on going. At least we are familiar with everything. Halacha tezva, kol yomai sakshamim. During the summer, the winter season, we mention in the second bracha, which we call, let's say, atagibor, or the bracha of mechaya mesim, we say that God is moedet hageshem. Yomai sakhama, we say there, moedet hatol. Now, me'emes hayomim moedet hageshem. Now we're starting the beginning of tainis. When do we start? Mitchila samusaf shol yom tevoach shol chag. Guys, what's the last day of Yom Tov of Chag? It's not what we call Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. It's what's in the Holy Land is Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, which is Shmini Atzeres. The Rambam is going to write clearly that even in outside Israel, we have another day, right? We have Simchas Torah, but we don't begin that on Simchas Torah. We begin it on Shmini Atzeres. And at Tfilah Shachar Shel Yom Tov Rishol Pesach. And we mention Geshem up until and including Shachris of the first day of Pesach. And from Musaf of the first day of Pesach, we start to switch over to Moedet Hatol. Halacha 16. Meshiva Yamim Bamar Cheshven. This is, my friends, Mashiv HaRuach, Moedet HaGeshem. That's called Zechira. What about She'ela? Ooh, She'ela is not then. And by the way, remember that whole sugya? We are Nidoinim Alamayim B'chag. So why didn't you make mention of Mayim in the first day of Sukkot? Because it's considered a klala if it rains on Sukkot, which is why you wait for the last day. And then you have to add to that, that people are traveling back from Aliyas Leregel, and the farthest people live 2 weeks travel. So that means they only get home on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. So asking for rain, you wait until they get back home. And that is done until when? Kol zman shemasket hageshem, which is until the first day of Pesach. Now, really, it's not that correct because you, for technical reasons, because already on Yom Tov, you don't have the middle brachas. You understand? That means you're going to say on the night of the Maidiv going into Pesach, you're going to still say Moided Hatol. You're not asking for Geshem because you don't have the Baruch Aleinu. But it goes together. That you start asking for rain on the 7th of Cheshvan only in the Holy Land. Avol B'Shinar. The Rambam calls Babel Shinar and Syria and Mitzrayim and in all of the locations that are surrounding and near the Holy Land. you wait for 60 days after the autumnal equinox. And as he points out, whoever has here a chayenu in point 32, that even though this equinox now is counted as September 21st, right? However, we are going to be following the opinion of Mar Shmuel, as we'll speak more when we come to Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's why, right, we begin it on the 4th of December, or when you have a non-solar leap year on the 5th of December. It's not what the Goyim considers 60 days after the equinox, but it's what Halacha considers 60 days after the equinox. And let's leave it at that. Halacha Yudzayin. There are places that need rain during summer, like far off islands. So then, here's the klal, my friends, that the moment the majority of what we consider the world doesn't need rain during summer, even though you need it, can be a whole country. It's viewed as an individual need, and every individual should add their needs during Shema Tefillah. But to change the main Baruch Aleinu, asking for something that the Roif HaOlam not only doesn't need, but it's a curse for them to have the rain in the winter, in the summer, that's something that we don't do. Now, the Rambam is not speaking about living under the equator. We don't have time to speak about this right now. We'll speak about this another time. How it turned out, Bashgacha Prat, is that even people that live under the equator end up davening like we daven in Eretz Yisrael, but as the Jews that live above the equator. And there's a lot to do. There's a rush about that, but let's go back. So people who live over the equator, but they live in a place where they need to have rain in the summer, they ask for rain, because it's like a tefillas yachid, and it's never going to be considered, right? We're not going to ask for it in Baruch Aleinu, because the tzibur, meaning the world over the equator, doesn't eat it, and it's a curse for them. Places that you have 2 days of yomtiv, we say moedet hageshem, not on the last day. The last day for us is Simchas Torah. But b'musav yom rishon shel shmini atzeres u'mespal u'v'hoylech kol yomais hagshama, which is a big chiddush, because you can argue that why are we keeping another day? Why are we keeping Simchas Torah? It began because shmini atzeres might be the seventh day of Sukkot. There's a suffix. And we don't daven, like we mentioned, for rain, or we don't even mention the rain in Sukkot because it's a klala for the rain in Sukkot. Nevertheless, we daven the tefillas hageshem, even chutz la'aretz, on Shmini Atzeres. Imagine how when davening in Solo would never end. If not, we would add on Simchas Torah. It will be the whole day. Okay. Halacha Yudches, Kol Hashana Kula, Chois Mabarach HaShlishi, Sokei LaKodesh. U'Birchas Ashtei Yosen, Melech Oyeg Tzedak V'Mishpah. However, from Rosh Hashanah until Yomotzi Yom Kippur, how do we conclude the third Baruch HaMelech HaKodesh? U'Ashtei Yosen, we conclude saying, HaMelech HaMishpat, Chavra Final Halacha Yudches, which is what we do. And in the second bracha, we add Micha Moicha of Harachamim. Then you have the of Harachamon. We already spoke out how the Rambam wrote that the first three are never touched. Here you're adding, okay. And Uba Hoida'a. What do we add on Hoida'a? We say Yochsoiv L'chaim Toivim. The Rambam's nusach was Choy Rachamecha V'chule. And they add in the final bracha, which is Sim Sholem, as we do Uba Seif Harachayim. Number one. Number two, the chain yesh mekoymes, shenohagul lahoysev, during the entire aseres yimei tshuva, in the third bracha, uvechein tein pachtocha, and all of the other uvecheins, that is something that is yesh mekoymes. By the way, that's not our minig, but then the Rambam concludes this pedik by saying, but on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, during those 3 days, minar pashenhu, for all, lahoysev vashlishis, uvechein tein pachtocha, so we have this very long third bracha that concludes with HaMelech HaKadosh. So the kid said, this Perek dealt with the Nusach of the Bracha. It's very general to say Shmoyne Esrei. Today we broke it down. It's not Shmoyne Esrei. It's a Tesha Esrei, Esrim Brachas, and all the differences. Shabbos Yontav, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, beautiful. Simple. Now we're moving on to today's second chapter, Perek Shlishi. Now we're starting. What we're going to learn now is the other detail of rabbinic prayer, and that is Zmanei Tefillah. We have to define when is the time to daven. When is the beginning time? When is the end time? And what happens now that you made a zman, people can miss this zman. Is there compensation? At times there is, and that's called kashlumen for tefillah. These are the halachas, chavra. Most of us Pasha, by being observant Jews, we are familiar with these halachas. Let's remind ourselves, we don't paskin from the Rambam. Sometimes very similar is even worse. You say, I know this. But we're learning the Rambam. We're learning how the Rambam applies Zman Tefillah and Tashlumei Tefillah. Perek Shlishi has 11 halachas, starting with halacha Aleph, says the Rambam. Tefillah Sashachar, Mitzvasa Sheyasra Lehispalal Im Hanetz. And this mamish fits with the Rambam Shittah, that the time of Kriya Shema is not the first 3 hours of the day. It doesn't word it that way. Time of Kriya Shema is what we call today Basikin. Time of Kriya Shema is to begin Birchais Kriya Shema around 6 minutes before night. That's the time of Kriya Shema. And Rambam doesn't say it here. It's so important to juxtapose Geula, which is the bracha after Shema, and Shemana Esrei. So automatically, Shemana Esrei is sunrise. That's mitzvasa. Uzmana ad soif sharavish, until when? Max, until the end of the fourth hour of the day, which is also, you can call this as a third of the day. And just to emphasize, we're speaking about sha'ois zmanias. Now, the beauty today is we have a luach and we just check up, but that's the time. Now, what happens v'im avar? If a person bemezit, transgressed, or inadvertently, that's called ta'a, and he davened after 4 hours in the day, as long as he davened until when? What words do you have in your Rambam, Aaron? Ad chatzoy sayoyim, my friends, it can't mean chatzoy sayoyim, says the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, wherever that's the base yoyser. That lav davka chatzoyis, Rambam means until 12:30, not until midday. Guys, again, midday is not in your clock. Everything here is seasonal hours, okay? But Shachris is to be davened until Mincha. We'll see, Mincha can only begin from 12:30. So the Kesef Mishnah says, it must mean over here until midday Be'erach. Then Yotza Yedei Choyvas Tfila. Aval, look into the words. Lo Yotza Yedei Choyvas Tfila Bizmana. You missed the Bizmana, but you fulfilled your Tfila Shachar. In other words, there are two dinim. The Chachamim said, they formulated a time for davening, and they gave you how many tefillahs you should make. If you're going to daven Shemana Esrei after 12:30, you know what that tefillah is called? It's called Mincha. Shem she tefillah mitzvah min ha-Torah, kach mitzvah midivreyam lispalol oisa bizmano, kama she tikna lo chachamim u'neviyin. Okay, halacha two.
Does that mean if you don't, meaning they should be dependent on each other?
They are dependent, according to the Rambam. You know, if you daven after 12:30 shosmanias, you davened. You daven because it's mincha. Or you can daven the whole day. In other words, davening Shemana Esrei, saying Shema is called learning Torah if it's not done as the mitzvah. Davening is different. We learned that already yesterday. You can daven and you can add tefillah nedav. But the tefillah of Shachris, you missed. Halacha too. Kvar amarnu, she tefillah samincha was made corresponding to Tamid Shaldein Arbaim Tiknu Uzmano. So now you know the times of it, which olafi shahaya hatamid karif b'chol yoyim. On a regular day, from when did they bring it? They brought it from 9.5 hours into the day, which is what we will call from 3:30. Not on your clock. Shosmania is. So therefore, that Rambam says tikkun zman mateisha shoshamatz. Mincha is 3:30, and that's called mincha katana. Let me just speak out. We'll see in a moment. Mincha Gedoyla means when you have the most time to still daven mincha if you didn't daven it yet. So from 12:30 until Shkia, you have more time. That's why it's called Gedoyla. From 3:30, it's less time. So in comparison to 12:30, 3:30 is called Katan. But there's less time left. Now, Olafi Shema Erev HaPesach, Shchali is Erev Shabbos. Here, we would check the Tamid the earliest possible, which is at 6:30, right? Because a carbon, 12:30, I'm sorry, six and a half hours into the day, because it would take an hour to bring the carbon tamid. And then we wanted to give the most amount of time to shech the carbon Pesach. Amru, shamis palal, may achar sheshoa sun mechze yotze. If you davened after what we call 12:30, then you're yotze. In other words, it's not ideal. If you did it, you're yotze. And umishigiyas manzei, igiyas man chiyuva, and that time is called mincha gedoyla. It's davening 3:30. If you davened it from 12:30, you're yoitzer. Now says the Rambam something very interesting. Look at Halacha Gimel. Nahagu anashim harbe to daven two minchas. You ever heard that? People daven two minchas. They would daven b'gadoilo, and they would daven the ktano, with the knowledge that one is obligatory and one is a optional prayer, because we are allowed to add optional prayers. Parenthetically, already in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, we are told not to add optional prayers because we lack kavana. We're going to learn in the subsequent parakim that tefillah without kavana is not a tefillah. It becomes a bracha levatolam. So adding could be subtracting. But in those days, people were able, if they decided, I'm going to daven Shmoneh Esrei, it took you your 5 minutes, your 6 minutes, whatever it took you, and you knew you're going to have kavana, so then the more the better. Halavai she'ispala kol yom kula. And v'hoyde mixas ha'goinim, she'ein roi lispala neshus elagdol. So the question now will be, which one should be the optional one? You have to know that. So the goinim says the first one should be the optional one. And like the Rambam wrote in the beginning, what did the Rambam paskin? What's the main mincha? Ketana. Because if you're doing two, what is the most common? The most common is the Tamid Shevein Arbaim was normally brought seasonal 3:30. So do the normal. And we have a rule, Tadr Kadr. However, then make sure that when you daven the Ketana, you should know that it is Rishus. Guys, Rishus also means that you have to add something. You would have to add something, ideally in every bracha, at least in the Shema Tefillah. Again, today, the Tur, like we mentioned already, the Tur. And the Shulchan Aruch says, today we don't do this because of we are afraid that people won't have Kavana, and what they felt was doing something good is actually going to be taking God's name in vain. Now.
So how do you add personal prayers just by Shema Kaleinu?
We do it Shema Kaleinu and do it in the Hebrew tongue. Just remember that. That's another big important thing. And it's good to have personal prayer. It should be in the language of Shemoneh. If someone is davening in English, they should say it in English. You can say, Oy Gevalt, that's maybe Yelashim Kodesh. Oh no. I don't know, or, you know, ask for a prayer. Halacha Dalet. Kolam Avato. Shizman Mincha Gedoyla is Meshei Shoy Shomechza. Atei Shomechza. Atei Shoy Shomechza. Zman Mincha Ketano is from Teisha Shoy Shomechza. Now, this is a bomb. You're going to say, okay, until when? Ask a Jew now. Until Shkia. No. Now we're going to already mention Plaga Mincha. So let's go like this. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you take the time between Mincha Ketana and Shkia, which is 2.5 hours, you divide that in half seasonally. But let's speak about that, you know, that's an hour and a quarter. From that time on, it's considered night. Now, when it comes, we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. But let's not forget, Zmanei Tefillah is midrabanan, and it's not midoraisa. So we are allowed to opt. Today, I'm going to be a Rabbi Yehudanik. As long as I daven mincha before Plaga Mincha, I can consider after Plaga Mincha as night, not for the biblical Kriyashma, no way, but for the rabbinic Zmanei Tefillah. So he says that Zman Tefillah Mincha Ketan is really only an hour and a quarter, from 3:30 until Ad She Yishor Menayim, only an hour and a quarter. However, if you didn't daven mincha that hour and a quarter, then don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. It's not. And now you can even add mincha until the Israel Oysa Acha Tishka Chamon. Halacha 5. Tfilas Hamusaf. Zmana Achar. Tfilas Hashachar. When does Musaf, the most key is, you know when the time is? Before you look at a clock, after Shachris. So if you daven Shachris with Nates, now I think it's already Nates, by 6:30 a.m., you can daven Musaf in all 7 a.m. It's after. The question is, until when? Until the seventh hour of the day. Now, if you daven Musaf after the seventh hour of the day, seasonal 1 p.m., even though that's called the act of negligence, but post facto, you're yoitzer. Why? Because you could daven it the entire day, as long as you davening it before mincha. Okay. Halacha 6. Tefillah so'ered, afu pishenu choyvo, hamaspal aloiso, zmano, mitchilas halaylo, achi alamod hashach. When we daven the ilo, zmano, kdei shiyashlam oiso, somuch, lishkiya sachamo. It's funny that we normally don't daven it samuch prior. We daven the ilah samuch after, but it's near. Halacha 7. Hamispalal tfila koidem zmano. The din is, my friends, lo yotze yedei chavase. And
Rabbi,
yes,
can I ask a question about halacha vav? When it says afal pisha ena choiva, it's talking about the
origin.
Originally, not now.
We'll see an application of that. I think I said wrong when I said it's only rabbinic. It's more than that. Since it's not choiva, that's why we can follow Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to see an application of, we have to do it, but it's not a choiva. We have to do a minik. You have to do the minik. Okay, Luyos. And you have to daven again. However, even though the Rambam says it's from the Nates, you can stretch it back. Post facto, shachris can be done after Amud and Yotzah. What we didn't have, not yesterday, not by Shema, not by Tefillah, is this Mishayakim. Just to know, the Rambam doesn't mention that. Speaks about Nates or Amud. We have a whole new thing, but that's... the Rambam doesn't touch it. The Yesh Leilis follow Tfilas Arvish Leilu Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Kedem Shetish Kacham. Here we go, Yaakov. The commentator's right. Even though the Rambam is speaking about Friday night, loved after Friday night. Even Friday night. You can daven Maidev before sunset. You know when? Again, to speak it out. In the after Plaga Mincha, if you daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha. V'chein Yisfalol Arvish Amitzoy Shabbos. Even the biggest chiddush, because here you're davening ma'ariv on Shabbos. You're davening ma'ariv on Shabbos. Doesn't mean chas v'shalom you can break melachas. Melachas means if I'm going to daven ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon, I'm davening mincha before plaga mincha, I'm going to daven ma'ariv, I'm going to say havdalah, but I can't do melacha yet. Lefisha tfilas arvis, here we go, that's the key. I hope if I said it wrong, I stand corrected now. Not because zmanei tefilas midrabanan, because ma'ariv is considered the reshus. And therefore, even though we have to do it, but since it began as a reshus, ein midagdekin bizmana. How great is that? That's why we can say, I paskan like Rabbi Yehuda. In other areas in halacha, I cannot, people that are very learned, whoo, imagine every day you get to choose which tana you're going to follow. We're going to have almost different religions. You don't get to do this by this year. However, Shema has to be read after Tzeisak Yechavim. And like we mentioned, and if you're davening Maitiv on Shabbos early, then you have to wait to break any of Shabbos until, you know who does this nowadays? Just to know it's tragic. No one should know that if someone is in a state of aninus over Shabbos, an oinon doesn't make Havdalah. So what they do is that they daven Maitiv early. Since it's taka mehilcha Shabbos, it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's no aninus, and you make havdalah. You don't light the candle. You're not allowed to do that. You don't do anything that's a malach. You know, you make havdalah also after Shmoneser, because it's still Shabbos for hilcha Shabbos. So it's like a funny thing. Okay, let's go back. Now the final topic of this pedik, which is called tashlumin. We should be familiar with all this. Tashlumin means if not bemezid, we'll see. If I miss the prayer, I can compensate for it. Call me, says Halacheches. Call me, Shu'avar all of Zman Tfilah, V'lo Yispal B'mezid. Then, Ein Lo Itakana V'Ein HaMishalem. Parenthetically, again, prior to the times of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, whenever there was an option of adding what we call Tfilas Nadava, people would add Tfilas Nadava. But it's not compensation. I miss this, I'm doing something else. Compensation means is that there is a way to mamish make up the lost field. However, if it was b'shoigeg, or it was b'shoigeg means it was unintentional. Oinus means I knew I'm missing the time. I knew it, but I had no option. There was something that was pressing my attention. Halachically, I was not allowed to daven. Oishar yonus, or if a person was very distracted, and what did we learn before? We just learned this today. If a person is very distracted, I mean, they gave you an option to say the Havinenu. What happens if a person is very distracted? They have no kavanah. They couldn't daven. Now, mishalom oisat tefilah bezman tefilah smuchal. You can compensate for the one lost one, not for two, but for the last one that you lost when? During the zman of the subsequent tefilah. In other words, if a person, let's say, missed shachris, they daven two menchas. Now, which one of the two is for which one? The first one is for the current, and the second one This is important because if you go into Matzah Shabbos, let's say, and you're davening Maitiv for Mincha, even though Maitiv is a new day, the Rambam clearly writes that you can daven Maitiv for Mincha, the first Maitiv will have Atachin Anton. Because the first Maitiv is Maitiv. And the second one, even though Mincha Shabbos is Ata Echad, here you're davening a bona fide 19 blessing, Amida prayer, doesn't matter. But you don't add Atachin Anton because it's for the Mincha. Umagdim Tfilo Shabbismana. First, Vachrem Espalol Asat Tashlumin. Halacha 9, examples. Musaf, we don't make Tashlumin for. Let's see. Musaf, we don't make Tashlumin for. Ta, Ketza, Ta, Vali Espalol Shachris. If a person didn't daven Shachris, by mistake. What's that? Va'abar, Chatzi Hayoim. Nachamol Aaron, Kesav Mishnah says, Chatzi Hayoim, Lav Davke. He's going to, Chatzi Hayoim means 12:30. We don't better Chatzi Hayoim. Yispalol Minchashtai, daven two Minchas. And but the first one is Mincha, and the second one is called Tashlumei Shachris. Or Tavol Yispalol Mincha Atzishak Achamo. Yispalol Arvis Shtayim. There's a chiddush over here. Oh, we don't say Avar Yoyme Batal Karban, even though Maitiv is a new calendar date. We don't do that. Another chiddush. Rishoyna Arvis Shniyat Tashlumei Mincha. Another chiddush. Tavol Yispalol Arvis Atzalam Uda Shachar. Here you can think that even though normally, just like there's a chiddush to say that we don't say Avar Yom Batal Karbani, there's another chiddush. Tfilois are in the place of Karbanis. Kachim Hayoim Halaylo Hoylech Achar Hayoim, which is why the Rebbe says Tilas Hashem begins with Moedani, begins with Shachris, not with Maitiv. So you would also maybe think that if I missed Maitiv, the next day is new Karbanis. No matter which one of the three, not Musaf, Shachris, Mincha, Maitiv, you can make up in the next one, as long as it was not bemezid. Mispalol Shachris Shtayim, the first one is for Shachris, and the second one is Tashlumei Arvis. But in the Beis Hamikdash,
it's called bemezid.
What's called? That's a good question. And if you have to have a good Rav that understands, and will basically never apply mezid. Aaron, you have a very good point.
To Shalim, does that mean to complete?
To compensate here. To compensate, and that Shalim completes it. Make it complete. Very good. Halacha Yud. Now, you can only do it one time. If a person, the shoygit, not the mezid, right? You missed, shachris and mincha. Mincha maitiv. Maitiv shachris. Ein mishalem ela achreina bulvad. You can only make up the last one prior to the current one. Ketzer. Tov leispalo loy shachris loy mincha. You're taking it out of maitiv shtayim. The first one for maitiv. The second one is for mincha. Avol shachris ein la tashlumen. Ein la tashlumen. If you want to do Tfilas Nadava, you can do it when we used to do Tfilas Nadava. Shekfar Ovar Zmano, V'chein B'shar Tfilas, final Halacha Yud Aleph, Hoyu Lufan of Shtei Tfilas, Shal Mincha V'shal Musafin. Oh, by the way, the Rambam didn't mention Musaf. I don't know why this got cut off, but that's it. It is what it is. But there's no Tashlomin for Musaf. Because since Musaf is only about the Karban Musaf, unlike other Shemayna Esrei that there are supplications, even though on Shabbos and Yom Tov we take out the supplicational part, but it's in the place of the Tamid, that's something that we don't do. Now, Halacha Yud Aleph, what happens if there are two tefillas, which is Mincha and Musaf? Now, we just mentioned, when does Musaf begin? After Shachris. So that it's not always that way. If you finish davening Shachris at 11 a.m., you're not going to have lefanav two tefillos. But if you finish later, or even if you finish Shachris earlier, but you didn't yet daven Musaf, so then it's Shayach. The moment it's 12:30 p.m., 12:30 seasonal time, if you already daven Shachris, so now it's Musaf and Mincha. It says the Rambam, Mispalol shal Mincha, v'achar kach Mispalol shal Musaf. You know why? Because there is a rule. What's the rule called? Tadav she'ena tadav, tadav kaidav. However, why don't you know about that? I'll tell you why. Because v'yesh mi shemayda, that on a communal level, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because people are going to see that you're davening bincha, and then you're davening musaf. What will people do? Don't forget, when did they daven shachris by the Rambam? By Netzach Hamo. If they're going to see Mincha before Musaf, they will mistakenly think that even if it's prior to Zman Mincha, Tav Mincha before Musaf. Because Tadav Shein Tadav, Tadav Kaidav. Okay. Gavaldik. Let's move on.
Can you explain that again?
Yes.
Why are you Tav
because there's a rule that whenever you have, when you have tada v'she'ena tada tada koy, even though really Avremel that in the Beis Hamikdash tefilas the tada shel bein arba'im aleh hashlim kol karbonis kula mitzvah sase, with the only exception of a carbon pesach, and b'diyevet other karbonis could have been brought. Nevertheless, it's not a carbon; it's a prayer, and the rule of tada v'she'ena tada will trump this concept theoretically. Elama b'tzibur, don't do that. Because again, if we're going to daven mincha before musaf, people might think that you should always daven mincha before musaf. Like you're thinking here in our shul, anyways, whenever we daven musaf, it's almost afternoon, even on Shabbos, certainly on Yom Tov, and then Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But in many places, it's going to be before the zman mincha, and they're going to daven mincha b'shloy b'zman, which doesn't count for anything. Okay, final. It's good we have the time that we need. This line is falling. It's a pity. Going live again. Okay. Perek Revi is the five prerequisites of prayer. This is such an important perek. And then I push it. There's five. That means even though it's this man of prayer, the following five are needed prior to davening. We have in this perek 19 halachas. All five are discussed over here. Halacha Aleph. Hamisha devarim ma'akven es ha'tfilah. Ma'akven means that without it, you don't have the tefillah, even though it's already the time to daven. Number one, everyone will be explained. Taharas yodayim. Guys, there's something called tara, there's something called kedusha. And the Rambam understands the washing of the hands to be connected to the inyan of tara, not to the inyan of kedusha, with a lot of halachic consequences, but the ain't kind of like. Number two, the kisui ha'ervo. You have to cover the nakedness. Number three, taras mukayma tefillah. You have to make sure, as he'll explain, that the place where you are davening is halachically pure. Number four, udevarim hachayvzim oisai. You have to make sure that things that might be distracting you is resolved. When a person is in a state of being distracted, as we'll see, you cannot daven. And number five, the kavana salev, the proper intention of one's heart, even though the muhus hatfila is verbal she'elas tzerachav, but it's called avoida shebalev, and avoida shebalev means there has to be a inner involvement in the tefillah. And now let's go halacha beis. Actually, the first one will be the one that will be elaborated a lot. First precondition is called taharas hayadayim. Ketzad, how so? Explain that. Says that Rambam, roichitz yada b'mayim, one has to wash one's hands with water ad haperek. The Rambam, like the Gemara, is very vague. There's a three-way machloikas in the Rishonim. What joint is the Perek? And the presumption is, since the Rambam is a Talmud of the Rimi Gash, who was a Talmud of the Rif, so the Rif should have a lot of him. And the Rif is the one that says that Metilas Yudayim, the Perek means the what we call the wrist. So the presumption is that so is Shitas Rambam. Let's leave it at that. And then David. And this washing your hands with water is so important that if a person is traveling, he's saying traveling, you know why? Because practically, if you are at home, you're going to make sure you have water. But if you're traveling, people don't schlep water with them. Of course, people schlep water with them, but it was a very hot day. They don't have water anymore. So if in the direction that you're traveling, if you will keep on going between you and where you presume you'll have water, there is a distance of up until 4 mil. A mil is around a kilometer, but 4 mil, which is 8,000 amas, then you have to walk. And guys, appreciate, especially when it comes to shachris, unlike mincha that we learned, let's go with the Rambam, 3:30. But the Rambam says mincha is an hour and 15 minutes. Maitiv is from says the whole night. Shachris is with Nates. Even start with that, which is very important. You're not going to do that. Water is more important. They got to get the water. Now, Hoya Beinoy Ben Amayim Yoyser on this distance of 4 mil, then Mamish, like we learned with Shema, Mikaneach Yodov Bitzroir Oyba Ofer Oyba Koyro Umespalo. Then one, the Pasuk says, Erchatz Binakoyoin Kapai. Erchatz, not Bamayim. Then a koyin. So Chazal say water is the best. But if you don't have water, then if you rub your hand off something hard, at least a more coarse impurity that might be stuck will be cleansed off. Do that.
Krishma, you don't walk anywhere.
Krishma, you don't walk anywhere. Very good. Halacha Gimel. Bamed varam amurim lefanav. That's when you're traveling, and lefanav means that if within 4 mil, but in your direction, you have to walk to the water. What happens if, from your knowledge, in the direction that you're going, it's not going to be water. There's water behind. Do you have to turn around? So here also, but a much smaller share. Aval im hayim okay mamayim lachoydav, im hachayv anoysim lachsa lachoydav, or 4 mil. Only up until 1 mil. Aval im avar min hamayim yoysim, but if the water is more than the mil, guys, whoever learns Gemara, and we should all learn Gemara, just like you can be medayik in a Mishnah, there's these contradictions. You can be medayik also the same contradiction. You can make a stira between the Reish and the Sefer, just to be aware of all that. Because first he writes, ad mil. Then he writes, v'yamavar min amayim yoysev, ein achayiv lachsev. Anyway, mekanech yodav umispal. V'amad varam amurim, she'enam atayid letfil al yodav ulvad. When we only are speaking about hands, we are speaking about all the other tefillahs other than shachris. B'shar tefillahs, chutz tefillah shachris. When it comes to shachris, you know what the Rambam holds? You know what you have to do? Roichitz, panov, yodov, viraglov. Wow. V'achar kach yispalo. Now I want you to know, aside of the Raibe that argues over here, that the Taz understands in the Rambam writes viraglov for people that walk around barefoot. If you're not walking around barefoot, which is already, you know, then you don't have to wash the raglov, but you have the panov. The Imoy Rochik Minaman, the Alter Rebbe doesn't speak about panav. There's a lot over here about understanding. The Alter Rebbe Bechlal connects the washing of the hands, not that much as a preparation for shachris, but in the morning as a hachana for the avoida of the entire day. Here it's linked more with avoida of shachris. Shachris is connected to Tamid. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Koyanim would wash Yodav Raglov. And the question is, where did he get panav? There's a lot on this Rambam. Right before. And don't forget also that people, that Rambam already wrote, that Rambam was not a fan of going to sleep early. That Rambam, remember we learned in the Hilchos Deis, means you're waking up basically and you're going to daven. So you're waking up, what we would do, you would wash, but you would wash your hands, your feet, and your face. And then, and therefore, what are you doing? You're doing this kinuach. You don't do the kinuach of your face or the kinuach of your feet. Rubbing your hands on something as a worst case scenario when there's no water, that's only for your hands. Halacha dalit, just like we spoke yesterday, binegeya the dinim of tuma and shema and tfilas ezra and shema. In that context, we're looking at shema more as divrei Torah. Now we're speaking specifically about prayer. Very similar. Kol hatmeim. And not what? And not, you're only a Rishon. If you were to go to the mikvah, you would mamish take away the tumah of Rishon. You might as well go to the mikvah. No. This precondition of tahara is hands. Nevertheless, ein hatfila ma'akevis. The kvar beyarnu, that Ezra made an enactment, shelo yikra balkeri bulvad. And guys, Divrei Torah is not tefillah. That's why this was mentioned yesterday when we learned Kriya Shema. But now the Rambam is adding, there was an add-on to it. The Beis Din after Ezra added, after tefillah shlo yispalu baketing, unless they go to the mikvah. This was not mentioned yesterday because yesterday we were learning the laws of Kriya Shema. There was, for a while, this enactment. And as they discovered, the Rambam is going to write that people were not makabal this, they were not makabal that either. Now, very important. Well, let me play tuma the taharu nahagobot. It's not because of tuma and tahara, because if that would be the case, then it wouldn't be only regarding balkeni. Then they would have said, listen, if you're only a rishon, go to the mikvah. Wasn't that? Ela kidei shaliyu talmid chachamim mitzuyin eitzel nishiseyim. The expression of Chazal is kitana goylem, that are always very busy. Umepneiz etiknu tefila lebalkeni levadoi. Only v'hoitziyu michlal other tamei halacha hey lefikach hoyu oimrim bizman takanazu. That's why during the time where people were adhering to this enactment, that even if you have a zav is someone who's tummy on the level of an av, and if a zav goes to the mikvah, it doesn't take away tumah zav. I'll tell you something better. A zav has to go on a mayon. a Baal Keri can go only into a mikvah. But since it's about this concept of you're going to be with your wife, you can't daven and learn, so that would so to say indirectly cause a higher amount of separation, which is what they wanted at the time of Ezra. So even if a Zav sees a Keri, or even more, a woman who's a Nida, who had a relation with her husband, if she knows that some of the Zera of the man was emitted from her body, right? Or Umishameshes, Shiro Asodam Nida, Srichim Tfila Likriyashma. Because it's especially for Tumas Keri. The Chayla Tfila, Krishma, because of the Divrei Torah. Tfila is because, like we said today, the Beis Din after Ezra added, extended it to Tfila, the Pnei HaKeri, Afal Pi Shehem Tameim, even though they're going to be Tamei anyways. The Chayla Din Noisim, She'em Tfila Zume Pnei Tara, El Pnei HaGzeda, Sholiyo Mitzvein Eitz Hashem Tameim. It's logical, because if that would not be the case, they would not specify Baal Keri. However, as we learned by Hilchas Kriya Shema, Kfar Bat Legam Takan Azushal Tfila, sounds like that the first bittul was concerning Torah, and Gam, just like it was enacted in steps, it was everyone was notified that it's nullified in steps. Lefi shalei pashta b'chol Yisrael, and why v'lo yhoya koyach patzibur la'amadu. Okay.
Didn't that stop people, women specifically, from davening and from slow it down?
No, it made people go to the mikvah. Now the Rambam is writing something about what we call the nine kabbalim, which is amazing.
In their
Davida,
right?
No. If a woman had a relation with her husband, and then she became a Nida, she would still go to the mikvah to daven. Why would she go to the mikvah? She's a Nida anyway. And for Nida, you have to wait until the end of the Nidos, or today you have to have Shivas Nikim, just for Tumas Keri.
How is it so easy to go to the mikvah then? So difficult today.
Halacha vav, minak pashat b'shinar u'b'sfard. Listen to this. The minak became both in Babylonia and in Sfard. She'ein Baal Keri Mispalel, even though Batla Tfilas Ezra, you know what you need? Acheroichetz kol besorei b'mayim. I want you to know what this means. Roichetz kol besorei b'mayim doesn't mean to take a bath. It means to have nine kav of water thrown on top of you. B'koyach Adam, which just when you approach it, that's not even a shower. That's someone just like Benetilas Yodayim. B'koyach Adam throwing, the nine kav is around 12.4 liters of water. Mishum, because it says he coined the Knas Alekacha Yisrael. Okay, and Dvarim Amurim, Bibari, a healthy person, or even someone who's not healthy, but who had a seminal emission because they had a relation. But even when you are adhering to this minig, if you have a person who is not well, who's having involuntary seminal emissions, not while he was having a relation, so that they did it. So they told him, okay, even the minute you don't have to have this this nine kavim. Put them in a lechitza, and the Rambam writes, and therefore, if someone is going to be machmer, we're speaking about a chayla who had some zera leave their body, and they're not going to say kriya shma or tefila because of the minute, that's not a good minute. So it's in that case, go daven and learn. Don't be mevatel Torah or daven. The chayin zav shirah keri or nida, like we just mentioned, shepata shichva zera. Even when they lived in these areas where there was this minig, you don't have to go to the mikvah, which was harder. Have the nine kavim thrown. Says the Rambam, in these cases, no, don't do it. Element kanche. What you have to do is you have to push it physically. Clean yourself. Element kanche and atzman rechts nideim umespalu. Atkan. The first precondition. Let's move on. Halacha Zayin is the second pre-prayer step, and that is Kisui Ha'elva. Unlike Hilchos Kriya Shema, where all we mentioned is that the actual genitalia should be covered, and there should be the heart should not see the erva. So we said that theoretically, if a person today was just wearing pants and he's bare-chested, he can read the Shema, that's not enough for tefillah. For tefillah, there's an additional amount of cover. Cover the erva, and there is a machitza between the heart and the erva. You have to now put on a talis cotton, or put on a t-shirt. You have to cover your heart. Don't be bare chested. So after post facto, But ulchatchila lo ya'aseh. Halacha 8. This is precondition now number 3. Tahara mekoy matvila ketzan lo yispalu makam atinofis. So the Rambam is really, we had yesterday a very lengthy, right, Pedek about all of the rules of Kriya Shema. So it's going to be very similar. Don't daven in a play of filth, v'loy b'merchatz, not in a bath, not in a latrine, not on or in a pile of garbage, v'loy b'mokim, she'eno, you know, not here in the sidewalks in L.A., because of the homeless, it's mamash, you're not allowed to daven there, v'loy b'mokim, she'eno mecheskas tana, until you make sure that there's nothing filthy. You know, if there is a chazaka that is excrement there, there's no chazaka that it's clean. Chloli shel daven. So here the Rambam doesn't have to repeat all the details. This is the rule. Any place in which you may not read the Shema, ain't mispalel in boy. And furthermore, not only in it, ukeshem shemarchikin mitzoy v'meraglayim v'neyachlam in ames, u'min ames, and v'meriyaseh erva kriya Shema. All of the above will apply also regarding davening, Shmoina Esrei, davening, halacha 9, hamispalel, and after you daven, you found soya b'mekoymoi, in your place of prayer, hoyel v'chata, mipneshele b'adek achele ispalel. So they penalized you, chayzer ha-mispalel, makam tot, gotta daven again. Hoyoy me'bitfila, and during davening, mitamol yisit soya k'negdoi. So normally we think, oh, I'm davening Shmoina Esrei, I'm not budging. No. In middle of the Shmoina Esrei, you're going to move away. Im yachal ha-halach l'fanav. Now, ideal, remember we learned yesterday for Shema, the best thing is to have the source of dirt behind you. Certainly not in front of you. So there is front, side, and behind. If you can walk straight, like, there's no river in front of you. You can walk ahead by leaving the tsoya behind you, dala damas, kadesh yizgaramas. That's ideal. In middle of Shemana Esri. But if not, for technical reasons, you can't distance yourself by having the tsoya behind. The guys, don't forget, we're davening towards Yerushalayim. You can't say, big deal, I'll turn the other way. No, we have to face the same direction. So then they can put it on your side. Like you're standing in front of a river. You notice tsoya, can't walk ahead. Walk to one of the sides. Then yisal cannot let's do it. There ain't any yachol. For whatever reason, you can't go away from the tsoya. Stop. Shmoina Esrei. It's that important. G'day l'chachamim. Lo yehoyim espalolim in a house in which they made beer or in which there was beer. Nor in a house in which they had murias. Murias is the Ashkenazic yellow gook in the gefilte fish. Right? Some sort of frizz brine. Be'eis ipushe while it's foaming. It's going both on the beer and on the, I don't know, the fish. Because sherei chayra. Now, this is only called the gedoy l'chacham, which means that, you know, maybe it's some sort of odor that other people don't find it to be that repulsive. Afalpi, that the place is taught. Halacha yud is moving on to the fourth precondition. Dvarim hachoyvzim oisei. Things that might bother you or distract you or something that you should be mindful of prior to davening. Im hayitzarach l'nekavav, that's the most important. A person has to relieve oneself. Don't daven. Now, the Rambam writes furthermore. V'chalatzarach l'nekavav yispalo. Look at these words. Very rarely do we use the words abomination. Tfilosi toyeva. It's a disgusting tefillah. And then v'chayzim yispalo achash yasetzarach. Not only is he before, but makam tsoya, it's a penalty. Here it's like it's not a penalty. You didn't daven yet. Your tefillah is toyeva. Now, what does it mean you have to go to the bathroom? Speak to men over 50. I mean, it can be going every hour. So the rule is like this, that if you can hold yourself in for the time that it takes you to walk one parsa, guys, one parsa, Tzemach HaShaking said is a 4 mil. Now, 4 mil, that's the big machloikas. How long does it take to walk 1 mil, right, guys? The three opinions. Let's go to the 18 minutes or 24 minutes. So 4 mil is 72 minutes or 96 minutes. If a person knows that they can hold themselves in for 72 minutes or 96 minutes, then that's fine. Tfilah say tfilah. It means if a person has bladder issues and they go to the bathroom once an hour, then they can't daven. Davenish. Or it mean, just means if they already feel the uncomfort, then don't daven.
They can PM me for advice.
Okay. Aval became. Lechatchila lo yispalel. Aval became means even though, no, I can hold myself back in for the next 72 minutes. Lechatchila, don't do that. Now, they didn't have bathrooms the way we had today. It was a big thing. I have to go outside. I have to go to a back house. It was dark. It was cold. So they avoided going to the bathroom. Right? The long life, the Gemara says in Brachas, one of the things is to live near a Beis HaKisa. We're living longer, maybe also because of that. The yibdik mekavav, and not only relieving yourself by going to the bathroom, but the yaser kichoy, the nearer a person can have phlegm, they can have mucus, the choldavar hatardei, or any other thing that can become bothersome, and only then should they die. Now, halacha yudalev, guys, this is gavaldi. Mi shegihek, someone who burps, upiek or yawns, venes atesh or sneezes during his davening. Im l'ritzoinoi, it's called meguna. It's pashat nishchein. It's nish nice. It's not tayeva. They don't tell him daven again, but it's not nice standing in front of God. V'im bada gufei kodim shispalo. And I didn't think I'll have to burp, but it came out. Im bekachlo. Don't feel bad. You did yours. We're humans. Nizdamalei right betfila of a person in middle of davening saliva came up. Either mavliya betalisai. That's why people had these kerchiefs for that, for many things. To wipe your hands, to put it as a thing around your neck, and also to put your mucus in there. It was a multifunctional, put it in your talus or in your garment. But if it bothered you, like our generation, how are you going to put it in your garment? You're going to have mucus on your garment. So what would people think? So spit it out. Spitting out mucus. We're not speaking about our minig. Our beautiful minig Lubavitch to spit when we say the word Shem Shavuot. That's a gavaldik thing. We're speaking about if a person has phlegm in their mouths, they're not allowed to spit that out on the Beis HaKnesses. But on the other hand, you're not allowed to daven. So instead of spitting it out, spit it in your hand and throw it behind you. Now, right. If a person bent to win himself, it happened, you know, b'shoigeh. Then you have to wait until the ruach goes away, and then you return to your prayer. Halacha 12. If a person, not it happened, it's about to happen, and it's very uncomfortable to hold it in. You know what you have to do? Stop where you're at. Walk away from your place. Walk away four amos. Then the person will expel the gas. Then you wait in that new location until it doesn't smell bad, and you give an apology to God by saying, and that's when we're alive. After we're living, how wonderful. And then we walk back to our place and we die. Yes. No, so Rabbi Chen is pointing out that when a person is wearing tefillin, a person is not allowed to do it. And we move the tefillin. Very good point. That's the gufnaki. This is only for tefillah. Good. Halacha yud gimel, hoyo ayim betefillah. V'natvu meid aglav al birkav. You noticed, oops, it's trickling some urine down my knees. This is mestama after 60. We'll find out. Let's see, it's an age thing. So here, mamten, so say this, so wait until you stop feeling that trickle. No, it's a person lost their bladder control. So mamten achiyichu amayim, and then continue davening shmoneh esrei. Where you often are, guys, that I'm mistaking it for a given that we'll remember what we learned yesterday. If you have exposed urine, you're not allowed to say Shema, you can't daven. So we're speaking about someone, a little trickle. So maybe even if the undergarments are wetted, as long as the beged elyon is dry, you're good. I'm speaking about people that are very old and they have to wear an adult diaper. That's fine, because the beged elyon is clean. That's the case. But if they needed to wait for the trickle to stop, it took up a couple of minutes, the time that it would have taken them to finish Shmoneh Esrei, then they have to go back to the beginning. Halacha 40. Yudal. Chena mashten mayim. Bechlal, someone urinates. Another din, bechlal. Shoye kadehi luch dal damas, and only then daven. What did we learn? It's called, the Gemara says, a shida de beis hakisei is still with you. Wait. Or in the opposite. If a person is davening and they have to go into the bathroom. Guys, this is important. If a person is davening or learning Torah, don't close the book and run into the bathroom, because this is a good thing. When you're into davening and learning, without your knowledge, many times your lips are still moving. You don't want to daven or learn in the bathroom. So, shoya achar tfilosi kedei yelach arba amas. If I'm not mistaken, they say kedei yelach arba amas is 5 seconds. Wait, huh?
It's much less than that.
It's much less than that, I know that. But I think it means to wait a couple of seconds and then go to the bathroom. Kedei sheyifsoik divrei atfilah mipiv, to make sure that the words are stopping to leave your mouth. Halacha, final 15. Oh, we have a minute for Tzvika. Let's go. Oh, we have a long way to go. Kavanas aleif keitzer. What's shot kavanas aleif? Guys, this is the bomb. Kol tefila she'ena b'kavana ein tefila. That's a very powerful statement. If you don't have kavana, it's not a tefila. And the Rambam writes, ve'im ispalav le'kavana. You know what the Rambam writes? You go back and daven again. Now, aside of Tosfos, and we now who follow Tosfos, that says, don't daven again, not because your tefillah was good. Don't daven again is because who is telling you that when you're going to daven again, you'll do it with kavana. You might again not have kavana. That's the Tosfos and Brachas. Shema Yisrael is only six words. Say it again, you'll have kavana. Aside of that, the Rambam himself and Peirik Yud and Halacha Beis writes clearly that if a person davens and he didn't have kavana, the Rambam writes, Yachzer v'yisfalol b'kavana. And then the Rambam writes in Peirik 10, Ve'im kiven liboy bebracha reshoina, shuv ein tzorech lispalol. A clear contradiction. And that's the Rav Chaim, that there's two types of kavanas. This is the big topics. There is a general kavana, which is what we're talking about over here. I have to be mindful that I'm standing in front of God. I need that for the whole Shemoneh Esrei. And then in Peirik Yud, we're going to learn about the specific Peirik Hamilas kavana. Let's leave it at that. And there, the first one is essential, and the other ones are not. Hello, Mike. Matzah datim yishubeshes v'libri todot. Since, guys, let's go back to today's Peirik. If you daven without intention, your tefillah is not a tefillah. So if a person finds himself confused or in a troubled state, and for example, if you come from a trip, it doesn't mean today flying on an airplane. It means then they would travel, they would walk. It was a whole different type of trip. And the person is tired or he's irritated. Maybe even today, I had a bad experience. Calm down first. You know what you have to do? Yisha shloisha yamim. Rest for 3 days, and then daven. And there's two things. First of all, travel was much more rigid. Number two, the level of kavana that the Rambam is speaking about is something that we anyways don't have, so we don't apply this. But the concept is that important. Halacha 16. Mamish, that's a big difference. Here you have to hold tefillah. What kavana are we talking about? Halacha 16. A person should clear one's mind from all worldly thoughts. And see yourself standing in front of the Shekhinah. You can't just boom, daven Shemoneh Esrei. Benachas is to say the words clearly. In order to, it should be avodah shebelev, heartfelt. Getting rid of, getting it out of the way. If you want to just get over with the tefillah, then when you will finish davening, you're going to go back to your life. The fact that you want to daven will also imply that after davening, you don't run back, but only wait a little bit. Today we have all these additions, which is how we wait. The Rebbe holds that this kavana, the ikar kavana of Yifana Liboy and Yadavani in front of the Shechina, the Rebbe makes a correlation that just like things that have to be done lishma, even though ideally lishma is throughout, but if you had kavana lishma prior to in the beginning, you're writing a get. Lishma, lishma, l'shem gedushin. The ikar is in the beginning. This is be'ikar, the ikar effort is before Yadavani Shemoneh Esrei. Right, halacha yud zayin. Shikir al yispalo, because he doesn't have kavana. This type of ve'im yispalo tfilosoi toy eva lefika chayzerum yispalo kishi yisroikin mishikrusi. When he sobers up, now there's someone that's called a shasui. A shasui is someone who had some wine, but they're not called a shikir. The Rambam is going to explain what's the line that crosses over from a shasui to a shikir. A shasui should not daven, but if he daven, this tefillah is a daven. What's a shikir? If you are so under the influence that you cannot speak to a king properly, shasui means and you won't make a mistake. Your words won't be slurred. Like we said, laughter, irreverent behavior. Not right after having a shmooze, not after having an argument, not in anger. That's the best prep. And there's many levels of learning Torah. There's learning something in depth, also not ideal. If a person is in the middle of making a judgment, so they're really into a sugya, they're going to be thinking about their judgment. Or even, if a person is in the middle of having a halachic debate, not good time to daven. You're going to be thinking about, you know, not the machshavos that are not positive, but they're going to be zorois for the prayer. What part of Torah has no inyon? Halachis psukos. Learn Rambam before davening. Learning Gemara is more challenging because you're going to be thinking about the whole sugya. Here it's simple, relative simple. Halacha, you test the final halacha. Tfilois haprakim, occasional prayers. In other words, you don't say them every day. Like even Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the davenings of Mayadois, they didn't have a siddur then. People were dominant by heart. Or even if people have a siddur, sometimes they're not familiar with the digduk of the letters. So the Rambam says, tzorech lahasnit tfilosai, first you have to review your prayers to make sure you know them clearly, and then stand and daven kidei, not to make a mistake when you're davening them. The end, this is the end of today's chapter. So we began today learned about Havineinu. What we're learning now is way beyond Havineinu. Now that we mentioned Kavana, what happens if a person says, I cannot have Kavana to daven Shemoneh Esrei, but if the prayer would only be a very short prayer, I could have Kavana. Davening without Kavana is nothing. Now we're going to say to daven the short davening. For example, you're walking in a dangerous place, or you're standing, you're in danger. You got to be mindful. Someone is going to have bandits are here. What should you do? Mispalo bracha achas. This is not what we learned today, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis. This is not Avinim. And this is the whole prayer. There's no three in the beginning. There's no three in the end. This is what you say. Sarchei amcha Yisrael merubim. V'daitom kitzara. Yiratzim lufanech Hashem alekeinu. Shetitin l'chol echad v'echad kadei parnasasai. U'lchol gviyo gviyo dei machsoirai. V'hatoiv be'enecha asei. Baruch ato Hashem. Shemeya tefillah. Speak is about to say this. You understand it so late already. Tefillah kitzara. Now you have to understand one thing over here. You know, by the way, you know what you see over here? You see that the mehus, these are the words of the Rebbe, of tefillah, is bakashas tzrachov. It's asking for your needs, because here you don't have praise. If you have to really squeeze down halachically, it's verbally asking for your needs. Now, you should know something. You can even say it when you're walking. If you can stop, stop. But here's the key. If I daven havineinu, perik beis halacha beis, it's a bona fide prayer. If I daven this, if I come to my destination before that zman tefillah is up, you got to daven the normal daven. Shemagia liyishu v'iskara datoi, then choyzeru mispal tefillah kitakrono, which is tisha asa brachas, unlike the havineinu, that does not have to be repeated. Gevaldi, to be continued.
Shkoya.
Thank you. Have a good day.